Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're live from the Mostra di Venezia, edition 77. Wow, 77, this special year 2020. And we're here with actress Hiam Abbas, one of the protagonists of Gaza Mon Amour from the Nasser Brothers in Orizzonti section. Hiam, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure and it's an honor. And you were telling me off camera, it's really difficult to get here, to get to Venice in these difficult times, right?
I mean, it's not really that difficult because you get in the plane and you come here. It's just like whatever is happening, like human-wise with the COVID, right? With the virus is just like crazy how like our whole world had changed, you know, and our lives, really. I mean, like, we're doing a photo call with masks, like, covering our faces.
It's What's just the point?
Like, I even saw people in the airport yesterday. I couldn't recognize them because of this, you know, like, and like, it's, if you put something on the head and the mask, you're just like a different person. But I mean, we're trying to, you know, exist really despite this virus and trying to keep, of course, we have to keep, you know, the distanciation, and we have to keep, like, we have to think about the other one to be safe, really, you know, more than thinking about ourselves, you know. I really don't, like, I'm not afraid of catching it, but I'm afraid of giving it, if I have it, giving it to someone who is really, like, humble or weak or, and just, like, maybe consciously knowing that I caused like a problem or a death to someone would just like, you know, would never leave my system really in a way.
That's one of the discoveries of this quarantine and this pandemic. We have to look after other people.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is, yeah. Did you spend the quarantine in Paris?
I mean, I've been in Paris all the time.
So, Gaza Mon Amour is, I would say, a love story in a strange, in a weird location in Palestine, which is, we know, we've seen you in many films, we've seen many films. It's still going under very difficult circumstances, a situation which is very hard. And maybe with the pandemic and other stuff, we still keep forgetting about what's happening there.
Yeah, I think we forgot.
Completely.
I don't think we keep forgetting, I think we forgot. I think really the whole world with basically the COVID now, Syria before, you know, the war in Syria before, whatever, like, whatever comes into the world, like, as a new catastrophe, basically makes you forget what existed before. And I think, I think we forgot, really, about Gaza and the Gaza people. Mm. I really believe we just, like, I mean, individuals who have been fighting for different human rights for the Gaza people or people who are involved politically, yes, they are still working, of course, and they would never leave whatever they're doing to make Gaza maybe feel better or be better. But the world and the larger opinion of the world had, forgot about Gaza, of course.
When I was watching the film last night, I was thinking maybe this is an intelligent approach to the thing, because we are watching a rom-com somehow, a romantic comedy set in Gaza, and the situation gets to us without being a gritty and heavy movie. It's a very light movie.
Exactly. I think this is really something that I think the Nasser brothers got matured cinematographically talking into, where they, I think they've been, you know, like every newly director, like they search their way into telling their stories. And I think in this movie, I mean, I was involved in their first Degradé, and it's a very fragile baby, I would say, Degradé. And this one is just like, I think, got a little bit more there of what they really want to do, like, and what they're capable of doing. Their style, their signature is there. And yeah, it is a love story in a look. Locality in a location that they really know very well. Every character that they imagined, every detail you see even visually in the movie, it's something they are very familiar with.
It's carefully crafted. I noticed the details. Right?
But they are very meticulous as well, like as artists, which is really great, and which maybe makes them look sometimes as difficult.
Okay.
And for me, it's not difficulty. It's just being really precise, because you just know what you want to put in your frame in order to make the movie your own, and that you would not feel after seeing it, you know, like... After doing it, you don't want to feel like a strange buddy to you. So it's like the movie for me is a continuity of the two brothers and their relationship and their knowledge of their home city or home camp, because they from a camp in the city, and from their political and social background. So everything is there, as you said, you know, this is what's really interesting about the movie. Everything is there, but at the same time, the way they put it out to the public, it's the way they tell you their stories, you know, and I think this is really where they succeeded in this movie. It's like the way they tell you the story, the way they design the movie, it's exactly the way they just like, in real life, they would tell you a story where they don't drag you towards tears or towards laughter or towards whatsoever. They just like say it with whatever they are, with the love that they have to cinema. They just offer you a pearl, you know?
Yeah, it is. Speaking about the relationship between actors and directors, you were describing the Nasser brothers. You've been around too many set locations and filming sets now. How can you tell the difference between good and bad directors? How do you notice, well, this guy is good, this girl is bad?
I mean, let me just correct something, because I never say good or bad.
Okay, or maybe this guy works for me or not.
No, exactly. It's like, am I capable of working or I'm not capable of working out some? Sometimes you know that the connection is not really right. I don't think it's about the person only. It's about the relationship you make with the director as an actor. Your body of work maybe does not go with certain body of work from the other side, you know? So I think it's about how this chemistry really works. And with some, it doesn't work. It's exactly like real life, you know? Sometimes you're obliged to deal with certain people that you have no connection with, but like you have to deal with them because you're supposed to deal with them concerning certain problem or certain thing that you have to deal with. But once it's over, you know? And you don't necessarily keep like a specific, you know, a sweet memory of it. It's just like it was there and it's part of your past and that's it. You move on. And I think it's the same with directors, really. Some of them, yes, you work with and you move on.
And what lies ahead for you? I mean, are you going to shoot any movies with these new conditions, with the masks and the tests?
At the moment, I don't know, really, because like movies have... Like the movies I'm kind of offered right now, they're going to be done later. The thing that I have to go back now, it's like the shows, the TV shows that, like one of them had stopped in the middle, called The Old Man for FX in the States. And we have to go into third season with Succession for HBO. And this is like maybe in the fall. And the third season of Rami as well, that has to happen just after. Yeah. So like we're trying to kind of see really how things would go.
Speaking about TV series, they were like a salvation package during the lockdown, right? We were saved by TV series and movies, of course, but by platforms. How do you put yourself in this debate we are going on now with between, you know, cinemas and platforms? Do you think cinemas are going to survive this crisis?
I hope so. I mean, I don't know what I think, because I don't know that I have enough elements to think. I think there is like a speed that is catching up with us that sometimes is out of our control. We've been talking about TV shows replacing cinema since years now.
Yeah.
It has not been happening,
since
really.
Since silent cinema.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It just killed, some kind of like independent sort of theaters or, you know, initiatives. I think it's sort of coming back. The dilemma of the TV and the cinema that existed before, I think, is looked at in a different way now. Because I think the COVID had forced us to think of how to make it smaller, not bigger. Because, you know, all these complexes of cinema and whatever, I have nothing against, but they stole somehow the artisanal way of making movie or showing movies, you know, screening movies.
Yeah.
And now maybe we have to think back about these kind of like little houses where you just like not hundreds and 500s and thousands of people kind of getting into like, you know, a stream of a crowd going to see a movie. But, you know, and there is choices that are done with that, you know, your personal choice to go to a small cinema. It's something that it's almost like choosing to go to a natural place and just like maybe eat a fruit from the garden. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think humanly, I hope we didn't forget the taste of that fruit and how good it is. Right.
So I think we're going smaller in our lives because of the COVID. We're going
smaller in a sense, and not in a negative sense.
Yeah.
Smaller in the sense of, yeah, I hope so. I mean, I hope so. I would love to think so. I'd love to dream so, you know. I mean, yeah, as I said, you know, like the speed of the technology and the speed of whatever comes to replace all these small, beautiful tastes that we did not forget, you know, is catching up with us. But I think at the same time, there is like the opposite movement, you know.
It's a tension.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hem Abbas, lead actress in Gaza Mon Amour. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for
Thank
being with
you
us
so
today.
Much. Thanks.
Thank
you.
This was an interview from the Mostra de Venezia. I'm David Martos, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.